I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. A Weary World, Reflections on a Blue Christmas by Kathy Escobar, published by Westminster John Knox Press. It's no surprise that not everyone is delighted when the holidays roll around. It could be lots of things. They've suffered losses. They aren't where they wish they were in their lives. They're worn down and weary. They feel alone. They're in the middle of a crisis. Their families are non-existent or tricky. They feel disconnected and confused in their faith. Being honest about our humanity is always better than hiding. The author's youngest grown son of her five children recently took his own life. After ministering to grieving and broken people for years at the refuge, she and her husband found themselves in a deep, dark place. Out of this raw, honest journey she shares with us, she also writes of hope. The book is divided into four sections, each with daily reflections for the 4 weeks of Advent. The major themes are honoring reality, practicing honesty, embracing paradox, and borrowing hope. The book is really about crawling our way through Christmas together. Honor exactly where we are today, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful. Give our hearts permission to feel what they need to feel. Listen for God's gentle whispers. Take good care of ourselves. Keep crawling toward the light together. Let our weary souls feel a little less alone. Part of that journey begins with taking an honest look at the Christmas story from the Bible. It's full of unimportant people who were always at the center of it all. The story was always about turning power on its head, about hope for the unimportant, the humble, open, desolate, and willing, about flesh and blood, mess and glory, pain and suffering, hope and beauty, mercy and weirdness, and how love was and is being born again and again and again in all the unimportant people. One of the great hymns of faith at Christmas speaks of how the weary world rejoices at the news the Messiah has come to earth. Far too often we live in a weary world, or we try to find a shortcut through misery. Shortcuts are dangerous steps, allowing us to delay our suffering for a short while, but never solving it. Wherever you live, it's okay. God is with you anyway. Being honest about your pain helps us to understand the anger, grief, fear, shame, and disorientation they bring. Feelings are not wrong or inappropriate, and they are familiar to God. The most interesting section to me is embracing paradox, contradicting things existing in the same space at the same time. Embracing paradox can help us to accept all parts of ourselves, develop keener eyes to see the beauty as well as the ugliness, increase the capacity for grace for ourselves and others, develop resiliency, and widen our ability to intersect with people very different from us. Light is powerful. Healing, and Hope. A Weary World, Reflections for a Blue Christmas by Kathy Escobar from Westminster John Knox Press. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.